Listening Section 4. You are attending a talk for overseas students on the history of the BBC. The speaker is Ronald Thatcher, a historian. Before you listen, look at questions 32 to 40. An example has been done for you. As you listen to the talk, answer questions 32 to 40.
The BBC is based at Broadcasting House in London, but has studios and local facilities throughout the country, which provide regional and national networks for radio and television. It was created by a royal charter and has a board of governors who are responsible for supervising the BBC programmes and suitability for the public. The governors are appointed by the Crown and are supposed to constitute an independent element in the organisation of the BBC. The daily operation of the corporation is controlled by the Director General, who is chosen by the Board of Governors and the Prime Minister. The BBC is financed by a grant from Parliament, which comes from the revenue received from the sale of television licences. These are payable by anyone who owns a television set and are relatively low by international standards. Under the government's reforms in the Broadcasting Act of 1990, the BBC, while keeping the licence fee system, has been encouraged to develop alternative forms of funding, such as subscription pay services. They also now must include independent productions in 25% of its television schedules. The BBC also generates considerable income from selling its programmes abroad and from the sale of a programme guide called Radio Times, books, magazines and videos. The BBC's external service, which consists of radio broadcasts in English and some 39 other languages, was founded in 1932 and receives direct financing from the government through the Foreign Office. These services have a high reputation for objective news reporting and programmes. But because of a declining radio audience, the World Service began television services in 1991 to Europe on cable subscription channels and by satellite links to Africa and Asia. The BBC intends to develop the television service into a world leader. In 1994, the government recognised that the BBC's recent internal reforms and reorganisation had led to a slimmer and more efficient organisation. The BBC was given a 10-year extension of the charter, based on the licence fee, to continue its role as a public service broadcaster. Government pressures upon the BBC have thus now been reduced. Historically, the BBC has been profoundly influenced by the invention of television, which changed the entertainment habits of the people and created a dominant source of news. The BBC has two television channels, BBC One and BBC Two. BBC One programmes feature news, plays and drama series, comedy, quiz shows, variety performances, sports and documentaries. BBC Two features more serious items, such as news analysis and discussion. documentaries, adaptions of novels into plays and series, operas, concerts, and some sport. BBC Two tends to be the minority channel, watched by 10% of viewers, although it is now increasing its audience.
But it is a crucial element in the provision of open university courses.
BBC radio audiences have declined somewhat recently, but it still provides an important service. The BBC has 5 national radio channels, 39 local radio stations serving many districts in England, and regional and community radio services in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. All of these compete for listeners with independent stations. The national channels specialise in different tastes. Radio 1 caters for pop music. Radio 2 has light music, news and comedy. Radio 3 provides classical and modern serious music. Reports and analysis, talks and plays, and news. Radio 5 provides sport and educational programs.